Welcome into another episode of the Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. I'm Jessica Cootie and excited to be joined by transfer for Nebraska volleyball. We've talked to a number of the freshmen, but a transfer and someone that's played a lot of volleyball, all Big 12, multiple time selection, transfer from Baylor, Allie Check, the senior outside hitter. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Lincoln. You are just kind of getting settled in, right? You graduated. How has the process gone for moving in here to Lincoln?
It's been great. Everyone here is so kind. Like, I've genuinely had so much fun. Haven't had my meltdown yet for transferring from being far. Haven't even had that yet because everyone here has been so kind and so welcoming. So I've loved it so far.
What was the process like being, I mean, you were 4 years at Baylor, you graduated, but figuring out how to navigate a new town and, and you know, just finding your way here at Lincoln, how's that process been?
It's kind of funny. It's really similar to Waco, just like the small town feel here in Lincoln. So I've loved it. It's been great and it's been pretty easy to adapt to. But I'm one of those people that like loves to know where I'm going. Like, I hate to plug in directions. So the first day I got here, I'm not even gonna lie, I drove around for 15 to 20 minutes. Like, okay, this is here, this is here, this is here. So I just know where things are at. But it's been great. Like, this, the town is awesome. Like I said, the people are great. People make the place. So it's been an easy transition.
So when you decide to transfer and you're looking for a spot for your last year, what were you looking for? What were some of the things that you wanted to find in the program to play your last season?
For sure. So the big thing for me was like a graduate program. I got my undergrad in broadcast journalism and corporate comm, and so I wanted to find something I felt like was going to expand that horizon for me as far as broadcasting. And so I was looking for programs, and I honestly looked up on the internet, best broadcast programs in the country for grad students. And so I found Nebraska and I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And then when I got in the portal, coach reached out to me and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And honestly, after one call with Jalen, I was like, wow, I really want to be a Husker. Because it kind of had both. Obviously, I mean, like I talked about in previous interviews, like this school had both for me in the sense of like great volleyball, great people, but also had the master's program. So it was like the best of both worlds. So. And I committed, but yeah.
Oh, that's great. What did Jalen, what was that conversation that sold you?
Honestly, like just talking to him, he's so relatable and personable. Like he's like, dude, bro. And I'm like, oh yes, I love that. Like just so easy to talk to. And like anyone that knows me knows that's like how I talk. So it's pretty easy to relate to someone like that. I feel like he's pretty young and he gets it. Like he's coached for a really long time. He's been in the program. And so yeah, definitely a game changer.
So you got your degree already. How special was that?
It was awesome.
To lock that up.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, everybody like, excuse me, their freshman year is like, oh my God, I just want to get out of here. I just want to be able to get my degree. And finally getting it, like looking back at freshman alley, I'm like, oh, I did it. Like, I'm so excited that I was able to like just finally do it, wrap it up. And it was great. Like, experience at that school was awesome. Like, the people were literally amazing. I found like for sure five best friends I'll keep for the rest of my life. So I can't say enough like good things about that university.
Yeah. I listened to an interview that you did at Baylor when you were a freshman, and I think that was the point when you're deciding to change your major and get into broadcasting. At the time, you were going to maybe be a writer for a TV series is what you wanted to do. Is that right?
Yeah. So I was so in high school, I really liked creative writing and I took a class in it and I loved it. And so I was kind of like, okay, maybe I'll go into like the writing side, the print side. And then kind of coming into college, I kind of talked to my dad and he was like, you're really outgoing and you're really good on camera. Would you ever consider like broadcasting? And I was like, maybe, like, I don't know. That just sounds like a lot of like hustle bustle, a lot of hard work. But he was like, but you like hard work. And I was like, okay, maybe we'll try it. And so then I finally changed my major. I kind of knew I wanted to do that. It's funny because going in, I got accepted into the journalism program. And then my dad was like, we should try the business route. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Really quick learned that was not for me. And so then I switched back to journalism and I really enjoyed that. And then kind of like once I got my feet on the ground with print and things like that, there was opportunities for broadcasting that opened up. I was able to get connected with the like media at Baylor, like the student media. And so I started working for them and kind of did some broadcast things like that, kind of created like a package a week. And that's kind of where I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I got into it and I've kind of fallen in love with it. But yeah.
Well, you're speaking to, well, after my own heart here. I was kind of the same way, but what did you like about the sports broadcasting aspect of it? I mean, there's a lot of different areas and things that you can do with it. What interests you the most?
You know, it's kind of cool. That's a good question because I feel like being an athlete, you're on both sides of it. Obviously, like that's my major. That's what I'm doing in school. And then being an athlete, like I'm experiencing firsthand what it's like to do the hard things and things like that. And I feel like there's so many stories to be told in sports that just aren't. And I think print is great and it gets the message across. But I think when someone's live telling you a story, you get the inside of what sports really are and what they look like from the inside. And so I think it's really unique that there's like opportunities to like broadcast and talk about it live, about kind of like what sports is really like and like what athletes go through every day and the experience. And so I think just an opportunity to kind of like utilize that, I think, was something that I was like, wow, I get to tell other people's stories, my own story, like over like a TV, over things like that, that people are watching, people are engaged in nowadays. So I thought that was really unique. And that's kind of why I made the switch.
Oh my gosh, you're melting my heart here. That's what I say too, just about telling the stories. And I think that's what makes fans relate to athletes in a different way.
For sure.
What wires you and what makes you tick off the court? And I think people relate to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Writing, do you still like to write?
I do still like to write. It is fun. I find it cool. I've had some like classes I took at Baylor specifically where it would be like you would do print with like a broadcast story, and I still enjoyed it. I think it's really good because you still get an opportunity to be creative and like innovative and create things. But like I said, I like the more broadcast style now. But yeah.
Okay, so what sport besides volleyball do you like to broadcast or cover the most?
Yeah, obviously football. I mean, coming from Texas, Texas football, especially Texas high school football is huge. And so just kind of the opportunities that kind of open with that, I kind of got to cover some of that when I worked for the school news, and so that was really cool. So I really like that. And then I also really enjoy basketball, which I never thought I'd enjoy because I don't really understand everything. So that's kind of a work in progress, but I really enjoyed like covering sports like that and getting the opportunities to like create packages for those types of sports. But yeah.
So never a basketball player then?
Never, no. Huh. I know, crazy, right? Everybody's like, you're so tall. And I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
So because what people don't know, and I have parents that both were educators in Texas too, football's big, volleyball is big.
Yeah.
Were you always kind of part of that sport growing up, volleyball?
Mm-hmm. Volleyball was always like my sport. I never really played anything else. I did soccer when I was like 8, but that doesn't really count in my opinion. But yeah, it was always volleyball. My dad always kind of pushed me. He was like, hey, I think you're really good at this. You have a lot of potential. And so he was really big in driving that kind of like dream for me. And so he kind of found ways to get me connected with the good club. I played at Houston Skyline, so that was a really good experience too. Just like getting to play in the big city, getting to play with a lot of big names. And so I feel like that's kind of where my career in volleyball took off. And I was like, you know, I really want to do this at the next level. And that's kind of when I was like, let's do it. But yeah.
With Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get more than coverage. You get confidence. Confidence to chase big goals, try something new, or run through the tunnel in front of 80,000 fans. We've had Nebraska's back for 85 years, and we're just getting started. When you talk about finding your last place to play and transferring, because you speak so highly of Baylor, was it ultimately just because you wanted to find opportunities, both sport and your career, or what was, I guess, behind the decision to leave and finish your career out somewhere else?
Yeah, so definitely, like I said, was the master's program was a huge deal for me. But also my faith is really big for me. And so I feel like I grew a lot in my faith at that school. So that was definitely something that was hard to leave. But I feel like I got equipped there to move on in life and to be able to be like not only someone that was like influencing people at Baylor, but was able to take the next step and do that at another university and do that somewhere else. And so that was kind of a big driving force for me, is like, you know what, I feel like Baylor really prepared me for the future, and I feel like those people really prepared me for the future. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about like my experience at that university. And so I think those things really equip me, like, hey, like, I want to go pursue a master's program. I think like that's on my heart for a reason. I think the Lord put that thought there, and so I'm gonna pursue it. And so I felt called to go find a program where I could find broadcasting in it. And so that's kind of why I did what I did. But I also felt like God was leading me there. And so I was like, this is perfect for me. This is a great opportunity. And I'm leaving behind Baylor with like a legacy. And I feel like I left a legacy there. And I feel like I still have relationships, like I said, that I'll keep for a lifetime. But yeah.
I love that, because this day and age, you don't always hear like a positive, it's not always a positive spin on, on why you leave, but I love that perspective. I think it's important for fans to hear, hey, it's just maybe sometimes you're led a different way and maybe looking for other opportunities outside of your sport.
For sure. I mean, I think definitely like I went through some of the toughest, but also some of the most glorious times at Baylor. Like I think that's just college for you. And I think everyone's entitled to their own experience and everyone's entitled to their own reason to transfer. Like everybody has like their reasons, everybody has like their families, all those good things that are important to them and their values. And so I have so much respect for like the portal. And I know that's like a bold statement because it's crazy right now, but I do. Like I think I think, like I said, every athlete goes through their own things, and there's things that go on behind closed doors that people don't see. And so I think, like, I just have a certain amount of respect for that, because, like, there was hard things that I did go through at Baylor, and there was reasons that I was like, okay, I don't know if this is for me anymore, but there's no hate there. Like, there's love and support, because at the end of the day, those people took a chance on me when I was a child to go there. And so I will, like, always have respect for that.
Another perspective you have is you actually played against a Danny Busboom Kelly team.
I did.
What is that like? What makes facing her teams a nightmare?
Oh, God. She's just the best. I mean, like, even being here for such a short time, like, she's just the most refreshing coach. Like, I was talking to, like, Andy Jackson the other day, but I was like, she just feels like she's, like, one of us on the team. But she's, like, definitely not. But she's just, like, such a refreshing coach and just a refreshing person as a whole. Like, she's super honest, which I really appreciate. And it's just, like, a great, like I said, a great individual. Like, has a family here, normal person. Like, everybody here is like, oh, she's the new Nebraska head coach, which comes with a lot of fame and a lot of, like, a lot of pressure. But, like, she carries it so well. Like, and you can see that on the court, too. Like, having played against players that she developed at Louisville, because that's who we played, were like high level players, but also like really high level, like mental competitors. Like they semp like they really had a good head on their shoulders, which I think is huge in sports, because I think that can get kind of lost in translation when teams get really good, when people get really good. But it semp like everyone had a good head on their shoulders and mentally was pretty tough. And so I think it was cool. Like, obviously, when I was there, we did lose to them, so that wasn't fun for me. But I have a lot of respect for her, and I honestly can't wait to play for her.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What a great perspective. You know, coming in as a grad transfer and mm-hmm. someone that's played and has the experience, it's such a different experience than when you come in as a freshman and this is your first go at it yeah. and getting acclimated in a team. So what's your approach, being that you are older, you have the experience, but yet you are coming into something new? How do you mm-hmm. approach a situation like this and like in this kind of situation?
You know, I think being new is always tough. I think you kind of have to roll with the punches and get used to things pretty quick, which is definitely always hard. But like I said, the people at Nebraska make it easy. And so, like, everyone's kind of asked me, what's the transition like? How has it been? And I'm like, have the same answer for everyone. Like, it's hard to hate it here. Like, it just is, because everyone's so great. Like, you truly feel supported by the coaches, the players, and everyone on and off the court. Like, there's no hatred towards anyone. It's literally nothing but love. And like, you don't get that everywhere. And so it's just really cool to see that. So I've really enjoyed that. And then I would say, yeah, like, definitely a different level of maturity, like on the volleyball side of things, especially. Like, I have a lot of respect for the way that Dani runs her program and the way that she like encourages going fast and things like that. Like, I did that a little bit at Baylor, so I feel like I've kind of understood that. And so from a volleyball perspective, I would say that's lighter, but like I said, it's still getting used to a new environment. It can always be tough, but like I said, like, Nebraska makes it easy. Like, the people make it fun, and like, the hard stuff is fun to tackle because of the people around you. But yeah,
you know, and I think you could have gone anywhere, and you were a highly sought after transfer portal person, mm-hmm. and you could have gone where, hey, you're the star, it's easy. Mm-hmm. What made you choose a place where it is going to be competitive and there is so much talent in the gym and you're battling it out day in and day out in practice?
I mean, I think that also that shapes you as a person and also as a player. I think, you know, sports, like, I kind of grew up and I was like, Mom, I never want my kids to play sports one day. It's so hard. And she was like, no, there's so many lessons to be learned in sports. So I think, like, I have so much respect for the fact that, like, I got to go into the gym every day and battle and, like, fight. But, like, I get to do it with people that I like. So it's, like, it's not hard. It's fun. Like, it's the hard days are easier when you're around people that you genuinely enjoy being around. And so, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, it was a switch up. I did have opportunities where I could have gone and been, like, the star of the team. But also, like, I think there is value in challenge. And I think there is value in, like, growth. And I feel like I was going to grow the most here. And no discredit to any other program, because I have so much respect for everyone that recruited me. And, like, the fact that they were willing to give me an opportunity is, like, a blessing from the Lord, like, 1,000%. But to be able to see that here, like, I mean, Coach just is, like, the best. Like, I'm going to cry because his recruiting process was awesome. Like, genuinely felt so loved by a coach. And that's just, like I said, it's rare. So, yeah.
For someone that's so accomplished and you've done so much, is there anything specific that you're like, okay, this is what I really want to focus on going into this last season that I want to improve on, my game or anything like mm-hmm. that?
I think my biggest thing is just like putting Jesus on the map. I feel like that's something that I feel like I really want to carry with me. I feel like my faith impacted me a lot, and so I hope to make that impact on other people, as well as just be like a mature, like, mom to the people on the team. Like, I just hope that people look at me and like, oh, that's mom. Like, I want to be that, you know, that source of like light for people. I want to be a light here. I want to like carry the joy of the Lord and like look different. I think like that's my biggest goal is like, yes, like the volleyball side is awesome. Like, I love that. And obviously like volleyball is really fun. I'm not going to say it's not because it's awesome. But also I think, like I said, there's a lot to come out of it. You know, leaving a school, you understand like relationships are what you keep. Like the volleyball side, like people don't remember like, oh, she hit this in this match, or oh, she was this good. Like people remember like the impact you made that was bigger. And so I think that's my biggest goal is to leave here like impacting people more than just volleyball. But yeah.
Husker fans are going to love you. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
And you have such a bright future in this broadcasting, Dawn. Oh, we might need to have to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, let's do
like
it.
Like a regular podcast. Or you need to maybe start your own podcast soon. So
thank you.
They're going to want to hear from you often, I think. But what a fascinating conversation. Really appreciate your time. And
of course.
Look forward to chatting again. And hopefully we'll have you on the Huskers Radio Network again soon.
Yes, let's do it.
Maybe on the other side of this.
Yeah.
You're not the interviewee, you're the interviewer.
Yes, so. Ma'am. Let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Allie Check with Nebraska Volleyball joining us here on our Nebraska Newcomer Series presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Whether you just arrived in Nebraska or you've called it home for years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is here for you. We've been a part of this community for 85 years, helping Cornhuskers, new and native, stay healthy and thrive on and off the field.